The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beef?
Hello, I'm Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin's Show. And for the next 15 minutes, this podcast, I'm going to be summarizing treat the cause, not the symptom. Or also said, avoid the danger of treating the symptom rather than the cause. An analogy of this is a door in the back of your brand new house that has a three-step out the back door and the entire staircase is missing. And your kids are running out of the house every day that first week and they're either jumping and rolling or falling flat on their face. And you sit at the kitchen table as a family and you say, hey kids, how can we make you jump or fall more effectively? See, that's treating the symptom rather than the cause. And the cause of that problem is there is no steps, and you need to fix those steps. Another analogy of this is, of course, home lending. Treat the cause and not the symptom. See, as the founder and owner of Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage and the host of the Jay Garvin Show here, I listen to people every single week say, Jay, do you have a first-time home buyer down payment assistance program? Do you have a mortgage with no down payment requirement on a purchase? Jay, do you have any local or county program to help us with the purchase because we can't afford the down payment? All of those are very valid needs, but all of those are symptoms to a much larger problem. And that's what I want to address today, the cause of that problem. And it's very, very simple. The fact that fewer and fewer people have any money to place down on the purchase of a home. See, I am Dave Ramsey's exclusive home mortgage representative at Churchill. We are the arm of the Dave Ramsey tribe when it comes to a mortgage or working step number six in the baby steps in paying your house off early. And we hear more people than anybody coming in with an actual plan for down payment because they've been inside the tribe, inside the education, inside the influence to put more money down. But you would be surprised still, even with that preparation, 7 out of 10 of the people that I talk to don't have a down payment plan. They don't want to address that fact that they don't have a down payment plan, and they want to address how we can provide assistance to actually offset their problem and the symptom of having no money. And that's very, very important because I talked with Justin Hermes, a guest who was on the last segment here, and you can tune in to my radio show at caredio.com. This podcast will post there and the entire 52-minute show, and you can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, churchillcolorado.com. And we talked about how many people have the ability for the down payment and how many people don't. And more importantly, is that an isolated incident or is it a glimpse at a larger problem? And an isolated incident would mean, hey, you don't have any other unsecured debt, which is like a car loan, a credit card, an installment loan, and in some cases, even a student loan. But when you can't make your down payment, plus you have 4 or 5 different payments for a car, for a credit card, for a student loan, and then on top of that, even further, you don't have any reserve, I'm being irresponsible. Anybody who helps you in the industry is being irresponsible. If they don't have a conversation about any of those other symptoms and they just go to cure one, you don't have enough money down for this. If I get you the down payment assistance program, that's going to get me from point A to point B, which is no commission to a commission. It's up to you to do what you want with the mortgage product once I give it to you. It's up to you to do to the house what you want after I give it to you. And the reality is most commissioned individuals selling cars, selling insurance, selling financial products, definitely selling homes, even more so selling mortgages, in many cases are incentivized to help you make bad decisions. Financial planners do it when they say get into the 401k plan right away when you still have 40 grand of unsecured debt. That is bad advice, but they're going for their commission or they're working on a sense or a lack of knowledge. Same thing with mortgage. If you've got a good reserve, if you've got money in the bank in case of an emergency, plus you've gotten rid of your car and you own it outright, plus you don't have credit cards or you pay them to a zero balance every month, then it's okay to talk about the down payment assistance programs. And a lot of people ask me, hey, Jay, what's the difference between these programs? See, nationally, you can have the FHA loan that allows you to put only 3.5% down, but nobody talks about the expensive mortgage insurance premium up front and then the extra mortgage insurance premium that you pay every month just to get access to that program. So someone says, this is fired up. We're going to get you a 4.5% rate, half a point better than a conventional. But they don't tell you about the $150 a month mortgage insurance, which really makes your 4.5% interest rate 6.5% when you add on the other government fees that are exclusive to that assistance program. Same thing with the VA loan. I mean, if you're doing a VA loan for the first time, you've got a 2% fee, actually 2.15% fee up front. They put it into the cost and the overall size of the mortgage, and then you get a home with no or little money down without any mortgage insurance on a monthly basis. But you still have to account for that mortgage insurance, or this case, it's called the VA funding fee, that's rolled into your loan. But if you have a disability rating, then you have no fee. Each of these programs are not created equal. The VA program is actually the best of the no money or the down payment assistance programs. Then you actually have things called Home Ready, which is the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac version of the FHA loan. Then you have some great programs. And if you're listening in Colorado, El Paso County Bond Program is a good program. And I have that program. Within the state of Colorado, we have the CHAFA, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, which helps you with a grant for the down payment. And then there's the FHA loan. These all, I think, are in order of strength from best to worst, some of the examples. But if you have additional symptoms, we are doing a disservice if I personally, we at Churchill Mortgage, or anybody in the industry puts you into those programs. And you know you're stretching too far and you have too many negative symptoms if you've got credit cards and car loans and student loans on top of the ability to not to pay. And then if you don't have any reserve, the ability to buy a new hot water heater, I want to tell you, 45% of all Americans in the workforce are 30 days away from insolvent. That means after two paychecks, one paycheck doesn't come, you don't even have the ability to make a $400 emergency payment out of savings. That means a hot water heater going out is going to be twice as much as you have in savings, $900 to $1,000. So you have to go ahead and take a very conservative approach in going into homeownership and just not get lost in the hype, the marketing of becoming a homeowner. See, because the bottom line is this, that no money down program can help you fix the symptoms. No money down programs can help you fix a symptom, but it's never going to address the cause that you're short on money. See, you're either not making enough or you're not saving enough or both. So those are okay. Just let's get them out in the room and talk about them. I've never met anybody, period, in my 20 years that I can't take from whatever point they're at right now to totally prepared for home ownership in less than 18 months if they listen and actually apply the principles, the truths, and the actions that they need to. It's not a 5 or 10 year goal. It literally is 6 to 18 months. It's just the fact of having the ear to hear the advice that's given to you. Because anything worth doing, in this case, home ownership, takes time, and it's worth doing it well. See, because homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters. And let me say that again. Homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters. Go and Google it. Renters have a median net worth of about $5,400, and the gap is widening. The median homeowner in America has over $194,500 of net worth. And it's not just the equity in the house. It's the principles that I'm talking to you about. Now, you can call me at 330-1457, 330-1457 to go through this. But a lot of it is common sense. I'd love to earn the right to help you with your purchase loan in doing this. Because if you're ready, and I tell you that you're ready, you'll know that I actually mean it. Because every single day, 30% of the folks, I say it's a noble goal to purchase, but you're not ready. You may be 6 months away, maybe 6 weeks away, maybe 6 years away. But the only thing worse than not becoming a homeowner is becoming a homeowner that's house poor and then stretched so much that you lose the one thing that you wanted to build permanently for your future. You don't want to go down the road of a foreclosure or forbearance or late payments or to where you can't even fix the house that you live in. Nobody wants that. but very few people are even willing to have the conversation. And then really, you don't want to be broke at another level, because home ownership is the most important decision that most of us will make. And I want you to be homeowners many times more than you yourself want to be homeowners. Many of you listening, I'm preaching to the choir because you're homeowners yourself, but you're introducing, like Dee introduced her adult son to me. Brian introduced his daughter to me. I can walk them responsibly through the program because homeownership is a cause worth fighting for, and it can actually change the whole direction of your life for the better. But also understand that owning a home is an expense. A lot of people don't know that typically across the board, if you buy a used home, you're going to put 5% into it in your first 12 to 18 months. That means if you buy a $200,000 home, you're going to put $10,000 into that home in the first 12 to 18 months. If you buy a new build home from a builder, averages show you're going to put 20% into that home. So if you put 20% into that home, and let's say 10% to be conservative, but that's $20,000 to $40,000 if you're buying a new home, because you can't put old furniture in a new home, etc. So this is what I want to share with you in final, that homes are great, but they're expensive. And owning a home is valid. You just need to be prepared. And understand that you can contact me directly. Contact me at 330-1457 or go right to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my next class. If you're listening to this, my next class is April 17th. 2018, Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m., right at my building in Colorado Springs. I want to teach you the process. If you're listening to this podcast after that date, you just go to churchillcolorado.com. Put your information on the right-hand side. I will get you connected with a good class. And tell all of your friends to listen to my show every single Saturday, right here on KRDO at 8 a.m., and then I do replays Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And at the end of every podcast, I tell you, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not even the home ownership. It's the memories inside that you'll have. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found with you, the podcast, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve month in, month out, all throughout the year for free, because you add value to me and then you go and affect people outside of my influence. We collectively stand in the gap and help people live a better life. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show and my podcast, so make sure that you go to churchillcolorado.com for all your questions, or call me personally at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase loan. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Podcast. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, doctor, ain't